this is going to be perhaps unlike other workshops. We're going to make this a working workshop. We're not going to come out of here with resolutions, but we're going to come out of here with some commitments of people talking about doing certain things. We think that the question of political prisoners is one of the foremost questions that our movement, or movements, however you deal with that, must really undertake during this present period. We have a few distinguished speakers with us this afternoon. Two are a little more distinguished than one. That is that we have two brothers here who carry a certain kind of distinguishedness with them, as opposed to our sister, Joan. Now, that's not a sexist statement. The reason that they have distinguished, see, people always, I mean, no, seriously, see, people need to really stop and think. You know, and I knew I had to say that so that you would understand. The reason that they have distinguished themselves in a different manner than Joan has is because they have not allowed the state to extinguish them. They are revolutionary, they are former political prisoners who the system has tried to literally, physically, psychologically destroy. Our guest, Daruba, one of our speakers, Daruba Ben Wahad, has spent 19 years in prison. He is a former member of the Black Panther Party, and now all of the work that he is doing nationally and internationally is organizing around the question of political prisoners and prisoners of war through an organization, a coalition organization called Freedom Now. Muhammad Ahmed, a confidant of Malcolm X, also was a political prisoner for numerous years. And he himself and Daruba will talk about the kind of psychological and physical abuse that they suffered as the state, after locking them up, continued to try to do to stop them from doing the work that they knew that they had to do. Joan Gibbs, who is a mistake on your program, her name is listed as Jean, but her name is Joan, is a very distinguished lawyer in that she has committed the majority of her law practice and time to representing political prisoners and prisoners of war. As I said, this is a very important session, and perhaps, well, I guess, and I don't want to sound subjective, but I think probably one of the more important kinds of things that's going on this weekend, because this is about a life and death situation. I want to start this off by reading a poem, a very short poem, by a brother who has also been in prison almost 20 years. He's a member of the New York Three, and his name is Albert Nook Washington. And the poem goes like this. It is entitled By Way of Introduction. Who are you? I am asked. If I give a name, it only tells what I am called. Having had many names, it still does not say who nor what I am. To the oppressed, I am the angel of deliverance. To the oppressor, I am the angel of destruction. So who am I? Depends on who you are. I think Albert Noah Washington. I think that that is very profound, because when we talk about the question of political prisoners, when we talk about the question of repression, it just doesn't simply drop out the sky. It depends on who you are. And so when you look at these political prisoners in the United States, all of these people and others who you don't see on this poster are revolutionaries. They are those who fight for national liberation and for the building of a better society. And it is based upon who they are that the state responds. So you don't just wake up in the morning and the police comes to your house and says, I'm going to make you a political prisoner or a prisoner of war. You are, in fact, engaged in a struggle against the state. And so when we look at the question of repression, it is not a question of repression of individuals, but it is a repression of a question of movements. Malcolm X once was speaking, and Malcolm talked about, he started talking about the period that, well, he said, when I was in jail, and a number of people kind of snickered and was kind of surprised when you was in jail. And what Malcolm said, that don't be surprised, we're all in jail. That in fact, the United States, which is not a country but an empire, you understand, is nothing but a large jailhouse. That within its, in its borders, it colonizes or has in jail, you know, different nations and nationalities within it. And so when we talk about this question of repression, again, understand it is a question of repression, not against movement, not against individuals, but against movements. Yesterday, the conveners of this conference resolved that yesterday's program was dedicated to the 11th anniversary of the liberation of Sister Assata Shakur. Assata Shakur was captured in 1973 on the New Jersey Turnpike. Her and Sundiata Akoli and Zaid Malik Shakur was assassinated. It is alleged that they were members of the Black Liberation Army. In the spirit of Malcolm, on May 19th, 1971, shortly after the acquittal of a case called the Panther 21, who had a conspiracy, numerous counts in a conspiracy, it took the jury, I think, less than 2 hours, was it, DeRubin? Yeah. Hour and 20 minutes to come back with a not guilty verdict on all counts. What was happening in 1971 and in that period was that the masses of black people were rising up fighting the repression. And the United States government, in a counterinsurgency program, set out to literally destroy that movement. And this is what we're going to talk about today. This is what our panelists are going to talk about. But we're not only going to talk about the past, we are going to talk about the present, and then we're going to talk about the future. And then finally, when we conclude this session, we will have talked about ways of participating in a movement that hopefully by 1972 will see the release of a numerous number of our political prisoners and prisoners of war. At this point, we will talk about the particular. We will talk about the Black Liberation Movement or the New African Independence Movement, but then we will talk about the general, because there's a relationship between all of these political prisoners, whether they be Puerto Rican prisoners of war, whether they be Mexicano political prisoners, whether they be North American political prisoners, or whether they be Black or New African political prisoners. And so it is in that light that we will begin this process. And there is no way of starting anything as important to us as this question of movement and political prisoners than to start it with a historical analysis. And to do that, we're going to call for our first panelist, who has been in this liberation struggle for many, many years, who has worked, as I said earlier, with Malcolm X, who has been responsible for organizing many different formations, who presently now is teaching and writing, and in fact, I'm sure he'll talk about it, but he has just recently compiled in a book form many of his writings and analysis. I would like for us to give a rousing round of applause to one of our staunch freedom fighters, Brother Akbar Muhammad Ahmed.